Chapter 46. The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah the prophet about the nations of Egypt, about the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, overcame in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Get out the breastplate and body cover, and come together to the fight. Make the horses ready, and get up, you horsemen, and take your places with your headdresses. Make the spears sharp and put on the breastplates. What have I seen? They are overcome with fear and turned back, their men of war are broken and have gone in flight, not looking back. Fear is on every side, says the Lord. Let not the quick-footed go in flight, or the man of war get away. On the north, by the river Euphrates, they are slipping and falling. Who is this coming up like the Nile, whose waters are lifting their heads like the rivers? Egypt is coming up like the Nile, and his waters are lifting their heads like the rivers, and he says, I will go up, covering the earth. I will send destruction on the town and its people. Go up, you horses, go rushing on. You carriages of war, go out, you men of war, Cush and Put, gripping the body cover, and the Ludim, with bent bows. But that day is the day of the Lord of armies, a day of punishment when he will take payment from his haters, and the sword will have all its desire, drinking their blood in full measure, for there is an offering to the Lord of armies, in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up to Gilead and take sweet oil, O virgin daughter of Egypt, there is no help in all your medical arts, nothing will make you well. Your shame has come to the ears of the nations, and the earth is full of your cry, for the strong man is falling against the strong, they have come down together. The word which the Lord said to Jeremiah the prophet, of how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, would come and make war on the land of Egypt. Give the news in Migdal, make it public in Noph, say, take up your positions and make yourselves ready, for on every side of you the sword has made destruction. Why has Apis, your strong one, gone in flight? He was not able to keep his place, because the Lord was forcing him down with strength. And they are stopped in their going. They are falling, and they say one to another, let us get up and go back to our people, to the land of our birth, away from the cruel sword. Give a name to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, a noise who has let the time go by. By my life, says the king, whose name is the Lord of armies, truly, like Tabor among the mountains and like Carmel by the sea, so will he come, O daughter living in Egypt, make ready the vessels of a prisoner, for Noph will become a waste, it will be burned up and become unpeopled. Egypt is a fair young cow, but a biting insect has come on her out of the north. And those who were her fighters for payment are like fat oxen, for they are turned back, they have gone in flight together, they do not keep their place, for the day of their fate has come on them, the time of their punishment. She makes a sound like the hiss of a snake when they come on with strength, they go against her with axes, like woodcutters, they will be cutting down her woods, for they may not be searched out, because they are like locusts, more than may be numbered. The daughter of Egypt will be put to shame, she will be given up into the hands of the people of the north. The Lord of armies, the God of Israel, has said, see, I will send punishment on Amon of No and on Pharaoh and on those who put their faith in him, and I will give them up into the hands of those who will take their lives, and into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hands of his servants, and later, it will be peopled as in the past, says the Lord. But have no fear, O Jacob, my servant, and do not be troubled, O Israel. For see, I will make you come back from far away, and your seed from the land where they are prisoners, and Jacob will come back, and will be quiet and in peace, and no one will give him cause for fear. Have no fear, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you, for I will put an end to all the nations where I have sent you, but I will not put an end to you completely, though with wise purpose I will put right your errors, and will not let you go quite without punishment.